Tamina Alisana became Galmara Tunkulu for Baramek Tatobo.
26-year-old South Sudanese radio presenter Males Valentino hits the airwaves this morning at Top FM in Juba. He says working in radio here in South Sudan is not easy as station managers struggle to obtain equipment and pay staff.
For example, recorders that you can go with it in the field to record. Some of the radio stations, they have limited recorders that cannot help to run, to boost the radio station, to run the radio station. So this is one of the challenge is facing, more especially like me. And also the second challenge is all about like salaries, you know. So most of the presenters are dropping out from the media due to the salary. Some of them, they have fellow families at home. They want to bring food on the table so that their kids can eat.
Despite those challenges, Valentino says he stays in the industry because radio is his passion. John Wulu, a station manager at Juba's Top FM, says challenges beyond paying employees is daily problem of unreliable power in the country.
It's not Top FM only. This one is a serious issue to all radio stations in Juba. And that's why you see some other radio stations, they go up at daytime. Some of them go up in the evening because of the power. The government tried to bring this city power and they're not helping the media houses in South Sudan. Because the presenter will be on air, maybe go up when the presenter is already on air.
Hulu says equipment breakdown and no money to replace all equipment is another big problem. He says Top FM was recently off air for 3 weeks before coming back on the air due to transmitter breakdown. Hulu says not having enough power is another problem.
We have two transmitters. This one is 2 kilowatt and it has got damaged in 2020. So we only have one transmitter now, which is 1 kilowatt. And the worst of it, we don't have technician in Top FM. And that is the only one we are using now. And when it went off, that's the end of the station. Because if you don't have transmitter, you don't have radio.
Hulu says transmitters breaking down is a common problem among South Sudan stations, forcing them to go off the air for weeks, if not months, at a time. Chris Marol, executive director of the Radio Community, a consortium of 5 local radio stations in northern Bahr el-Ghazal, Warrap, Lakes, Eastern Equatoria and Unity States, says all these challenges can be summed up this way.
Lack of stable source of finance to support their operation. This is one of the issues which threaten continued operation, and the country economy is not in a stronger position for self-governing station to generate income to sustain broadcast.
Marol says most community radio stations work toward maintaining minimum operations by relying on community volunteers to provide basic radio programs. Mawane Maya, director for Juba-based Advanced Youth Radio, says radio stations should focus on continuing sustainability to stay on the air.
We've been overcoming this in the past few years, because we developed several strategies to help address the issues. But of course, you know, sustainability issues are recurring. They are recurring problems. So we always have to navigate and make sure that we meet our needs.
Juma Peter, a media development officer at the Association for Media Development in South Sudan, or AMDIS, says radio stations can also be shut down by authorities if their content is deemed questionable. But he insists that AMDI supports radio stations by advocating for their rights.
When the media house is closed down, we always chip in and meet the authorities to see like the radio station is reopened and allowed to operate without much restriction from that aspect. However, we'll continue to lobby for funds to see like some of these things are addressed. Now in Siri, in Upper Nile, we are also implementing a program there, trying to support the radio stations to see like they also come up with some programs that support literacy and that reduce the gender-based violence.
Peter says AMDIS also wants to hear radio programs in Upper Nile State that promote peace. Upper Nile is the site of repeated deadly intercommunal attacks. On February 9th, the United States Agency for International Development launched the Sustainable Independent Media Activity, a three-year, 12-million activity focused on improving South Sudanese citizens' access to reliable information by promoting the sustainability of high-quality independent radio. This initiative will provide more than $3 million in grants to local media organizations and support efforts that combat hate speech, rumors, misinformation, and disinformation, which threaten peace and stability in South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.